Hello again, everyone. This is Stu Ellis welcoming you to another edition of Down on the Farm.
Welcome home.
It's nice to be home. I've been able to settle down in Champaign for a little while now, so it's good.
And you're back studying ag finance.
Yep, ag economics, concentrationist finance, and agribusiness. So got a full credit load this semester. I think I'm up to 17. So just trying to get settled back in.
How many times a day do you get bothered by, hey, weren't you?
Not as many as you would think, actually. I'd say I get more emails or texts about coming to a state convention if I visited them last year, or even just a hello or a catch up. But it's once in a while on campus that someone will recognize me.
Well, you had an experience that everybody would want and nobody would ever turn down. tell me the highlights of the past year of being National FFA president.
You know, there's some random ones that come up when I start talking to people. For example, a Trace Adkins song came on the other night, and I leaned over to somebody and said, you know what, I've ridden in Trace Adkins side-by-side before, rode shotgun. And they couldn't believe me, and I said, no, I promise it happened. So, you know, there's the small things that are pretty noteworthy, like, you know, getting to meet Trace Adkins, getting to go to Japan and be international for the very first time. That, I think, anyone's first international experience is obviously life-changing. But I'd say the most memorable moments for me were really serving on the National FFA Board of Directors. I think being given the leadership level that I was entrusted with at my age, I still haven't turned 21 yet, so at 19 and 20 years old, co-chairing a board that has $50 million in budget, is responsible for over 1 million members, 1.8 million stakeholders. I mean, that level of trust was, I think, a highlight of the year. And other than that, the relationships with my team. I mean, you put six people from across the country in the same apartment and the same place for a year, and you become a family. And that was a highlight, too.
And I'm sure you'll carry those relationships on the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, we still talk on the phone every, you know, few weeks. I'll call somebody up. I mean, that relationship is never going to go away.
What have your instructors at the U of I integrated with any of your background yet?
My background with FFA? Yeah. I'd say what my background with FFA did in the past year was really give me a lens of application for what I'm learning right now. Well, I'll put it this way. You know, a lot of students, when they're learning any math for the first time, they ask their teacher, when am I ever going to use this? Is usually the most common question. I'd say in college, a lot of people have the same question. Whenever you're taking a class, your thought should be, when am I ever going to use this? And because of my year in FFA and meeting different agribusinesses, different Fortune 500 companies, I think I have the ability to say, this is exactly where I'm going to use this. This is where I'm going to apply this knowledge of commodity markets with companies like Bungie and ADM. This is where I'm going to use this certain application of economics and food companies like Tyson, or so on and so forth. I feel like I have a grasp on why what I'm learning is actually important.
I'm sure a lot of the folks that you have learned said, or are saying, when you get out of college, give me a call. We got a job for you.
They haven't offered any jobs yet, but I'd say there's a good portion of people during national office that I need to reach back out to, because I really enjoyed meeting them during the year. Yep.
FFA's getting a challenge from Congress right now. I don't need you to go through justifying anything, but that's something that I think is going to grab a lot of people, saying, this is unfair, this is not right, this challenge, these three congressmen have no business in raising that issue.
I think any time something hits headlines like it did, there's obviously going to be a pretty popular or pretty widespread public reaction when you see it.
It's been controversial.
It's been controversial. I've seen it on LinkedIn, actually, when I've gone on LinkedIn. You've probably seen it more than I have. I haven't been on social media for the past couple months, so I probably haven't seen it much either. But I would say that we're going to work through this, but right now, as a past national officer, my vote of confidence is with Mr. Stump, FFA's CEO, and I'm just wishing him the best as he and FFA work through this. I think he does great work, and eventually it'll be resolved.
I certainly hope so. What would you like a lot of FFA members that you speak to. What would you like, what do you leave them with when you say, hey, I need to wrap up, but I want you to remember?
Yeah. I actually spoke at a few Ground Zero conferences for Illinois FFA members the past couple weeks, and what I told them was to cherish the time you have in the blue jacket. I hung mine up, Stu. It's gone. It's in the back of the closet. All of them are, actually. And so, I mean, as many times as you get to wear the jacket, as many times as I got to wear it during national office, you really only get to wear the FFA jacket once. It's one period, one time in your life where you get that opportunity, and cherish that.
Thanks for joining us down on the farm today. We appreciate you stopping by. This is Stu Ellis.